Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
You are listening to Believe in the Blacklist on the Believe Podcast Network. Welcome back into Believe in the Blacklist. I am your host, Stacy Blackwood, from the Believe Podcast Network, and we are back with our Season 1 recap as we rewatch this entire series. But before we dive into that, I want to make sure you subscribe today to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music, and of course, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. All right, like I said, we are back with our Season 1 recap. And today we are diving into The Alchemist, number 101 on the Blacklist. And of course, The Alchemist is someone who changes somebody else's DNA to take the place of someone else. And we're introduced to The Alchemist right away as he is kind of seducing this woman there in a bedroom. And then, of course, she wakes up on an airplane with another man who looks like his name is Peter Madrigic, but he's not Peter Madrigic as well. And they're both confused at how they got there, why they're on the plane, why they look different, why he has tattoos. And then the guy is getting out of the airplane with the parachute, and they said, "Who are you?" And he says, "I'm your pilot. You better buckle up." And, of course, he jumps out of the airplane, and the airplane crashes. And so that's how we're introduced to the Alchemist. And like I said, he's somebody who changes or alters someone's DNA to match somebody else's so that other person can disappear. And, you know, still in this part, Red is still doesn't trust the task force. He still believes that there is a mole inside of the task force, that the hunt did not end with Newton Phillips. So he is still leery about heading to the post office. So he's just kind of meeting with Liz and Secret in different places. So he's still on the hunt for the mole. And so he enlists these whistleblowers who we've never been introduced to before, who kind of work in different parts of the government to, you know, in data and data collection. And then they also have these shredded documents that they have. And Red tells them to put the shredded documents together to try to find the mole that is inside of the FBI. Red also gives Liz a little bit of a lead on the case of how to find the Alchemist and exactly, you know, what all he does to make the people he wants to disappear, disappear. And he lets Liz know that Peter Madrigic is actually not dead. Him and his wife are not dead, that he is actually in Budapest. So the task force heads off to Budapest to hunt for Madrigic. And there, Wrestler and Liz have a conversation. Wrestler is telling Liz that his former ex, Audrey, is engaged to someone else and that she is wanting Wrestler's blessing. And Wrestler is not too happy about this guy. He calls him Tassels because he wears the brown loafers with the tassels on him. So he kind of throws shade at the guy. And you can tell that Wrestler still has feelings for Audrey and that he doesn't really want her to be engaged to anyone else. Well, like I said, the task force tracks down Madrigic and they're trying to get him to talk. And, you know, they have him put in this place and Aram, you're starting to see more Aram in the show at this point in the series. And he finds out, identifies who the Alchemist really is. His name is Eric Trudell. So they have more information about him. And they're going to try to find out what they can about this Alchemist. And in the meantime, Tom and Liz are still in the process of adopting a baby. They're trying to figure out the ins and outs of that. Of course, Tom had that job interview in Nebraska, but he says he went there. Then he decided not to interview, that he needed to get back home to Liz to try to work out this adoption thing. And so they agree that they need to do better together and need to figure out exactly what they need to do. And Liz says she'll make it up to Tom. And he says, "Well, good, because we're hosting a baby shower with the teachers from my school." So they're going to be hosting a baby shower. And that's obviously for the few episodes that we've known Liz now, that's not really her cup of tea. She's not really about that type of life. So that's going to be interesting once we get to that part a little later on in this episode. Well, the alchemist actually goes and kills both Peter Madridic and his wife to cover up his tracks. Like I said, Aram has identified who he is. His name is Eric Trudle. So they are on the hunt to try to find Eric Trudle. They discover that he has a wife and a daughter. So Liz, you know, visits the wife and daughter, and she finds out that the daughter has diabetes and that she has just been diagnosed. So that's kind of something to remember as we continue on throughout this episode. And so we get to a 15-second scene, which is looks like it's going to be a big part of what's coming up over the next few episodes. And we're introduced to someone who is kind of thumbing through a folder that says subject Tom Keen. And then she introduces herself kind of, you know, in a mirror as Jolene, and it's nice to meet you. So just a real quick 15-second scene of that. And if you remember, Jolene matches the profile of the person that Red has looked up in ViCap as Lucy Brooks. So something to keep in mind as we move forward. So we get to the baby shower. They have a little fun. You know, Tom is, trying to put a diaper on a baby the fastest. Liz is tasting baby food blindfolded. So they're having some fun there at their baby shower. And then the question gets asked by someone else, you know, is Liz going to take some time off work to be with the baby? And of course, she's not wanting to. She doesn't really have the type of job that you can take time off of work from. And of course, that causes a big fight between Tom and Liz. They're in the bedroom arguing about that. And then Jolene comes out of the closet and says, you know, she didn't want to hear the argument anymore. Her name's Jolene Parker. And Tom recognizes her as a substitute for one of the other teachers. Liz gets a call and she has to get back on the field as an agent. And, you know, from that point forward, we're kind of see where Jolene is flirting with Tom and telling him about an art show and all sorts of stuff. So we kind of have an interesting scene between those two in the kitchen after Liz is already gone. And like I mentioned, Jolene is flirting pretty hard with Tom during that scene. The alchemist, you know, then he's kind of reeling. He's been caught. He knows that people are closing in on him. So he fakes his wife and daughter's death. We don't know that at first. We just realize that two bodies have been found at the scene at their home. And it's a woman and a young girl. And of course, Liz kind of puts it together that it's not really them, that he has created doubles for each, you know, both the wife and the daughter, and that he is going to be on the run with his wife and his daughter. And, you know, going back to when Liz first met with the wife, she says that Eric is a very dangerous man, that he still sees them as a couple. And, she's obviously scared of Eric. And so that's very interesting. And we see that now Liz has put it together that he didn't kill his wife and daughter, he just replaced them with doubles, and that they are on the run. They discover a little piece of paper that has a number on it, and Liz puts it together. That's a serial number of a piece of equipment inside the lab of the alchemist. So they realize that the alchemist is on the run with his wife and daughter. So then, once again, they put it together rather quickly that the daughter has diabetes, and that they can, you know, kind of track her through her insulin pump. So Aram pings the location on the insulin pump, and they find her at a gas station. And of course, they're all stopped there, and Eric's like, tells his daughter to get her a piece of candy. And that's when he discovers that she is diabetic, and he realizes now that he is in trouble because he knows that they are being tracked. So he kind of holds, there's a little gunfight between a citizen and Eric Trudle as he tries to kind of save himself and his family. And the man gets shot by the alchemist. And during the chaos, the daughter also gets shot. And about that time, that is when the FBI and SWAT and all that arrives on scene. And Liz tries to talk to Trudle. She walks towards him unarmed. Of course, the SWAT team has been told that they need to take him out anytime they get a shot because he has hostages on the inside. So, you know, their number one priority is taking care of the hostages and making sure they're safe. Well, Liz tries to talk to the alchemist. He wants full immunity, obviously. He says that he'll give her the entire list of people that he's made disappear. And the wife shoots him in the back. Obviously, she's scared to death for her daughter's life, who is kind of hanging in the balance at the time after being shot. And he's just trying to save himself from, you know, going to prison. He wants immunity, and he wants to be put away with his wife and his daughter, who obviously do not want to be with him. And that is the end of The Alchemist. So he gets shot by his wife, and I believe it looks like somebody from the SWAT team also took him out from outside. So not sure exactly how that went down. They didn't really make that part clear, but we know the wife shot him in the back, but then it looks like maybe he got shot again from the back as he turned around from someone on the outside on the SWAT team. So that wasn't really made clear, but he is gone. And that's kind of the end of The Alchemist. But then we get towards the end of the show, and Tom has waited up for Liz. You know, they're going to make up for their fight that they had the night before. He's going to cook dinner. She's going to be home. They're going to have some time together. And of course, she's late from work. Work kind of, her whole life revolves around work. And so she doesn't make it home in time. He's pissed off. She realizes that he's mad, but she doesn't realize how mad he is. He claims that he hadn't cooked supper, but he obviously had. He was waiting at the dinner table. She says she'll bring home Chinese, and he says that's great, but he then goes to the art show without her. He is not picking up her phone calls, and he is there, you know, having some drinks and a good time with Jolene and a few other people. And then Wrestler says that he's going to go meet with Audrey and tell her that she's making a huge mistake by marrying Tassels. Then when he gets there and she sits down, he's going to tell her that, you know, they have his blessing. And then she says, well, we broke up. And he's like, you know, why did y'all break up? And she's like, well, I saw you the other day at the hospital. And, you know, she just can't stop thinking about him. So they called things off, her and Tassels did. And so that obviously makes Wrestler really happy. He was going to have to lie, and now he doesn't have to lie, and looks like he may be having somebody to spend some time with. And then Red, I kind of skipped over this part, you know, kind of running through this episode. His team puts the pieces together of all the shredded documents, and it comes up Mira Malik. So Red goes and pays Agent Malik a visit. He's waiting for her there in her home. And she opens the door and he says, I trust you know why I'm here. And she says, yes, because I am the mole. And that's where the episode ends. So it looks like we're getting to a big climax on who the mole is and what's going on and all, and what all happened, you know, and what all was involved with the incursion on the facility and Anslow Garrick. But that is going to do it for this episode. Like I said, this is The Alchemist, number 101 on the Blacklist. We're going to try to do these once a week to get through season one and all the seasons of The Blacklist. Like I said, make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Amazon Music. We are on all the major podcast platforms. And of course, subscribe to our YouTube channel. On Apple Podcasts, if you subscribe there, make sure you go leave us a 5-star written review. And on YouTube, make sure you jump in the comment section of each video. Tell us what you think about the episode, what you thought about The Blacklister, and how you think the story is going moving forward. We're super excited to continue this series. We're super excited about season 9 of The Blacklist, which comes up in a couple months. But we're going to be here all summer long to get you through the hot summer months with some of these season 1 recaps of The Blacklist. Like I said, I appreciate everybody listening. It's been a great time being able to do these episodes. I took a week off from doing this after we done our season 8 recap. Looking forward to having Hampton back on. Got a lot of positive feedback with that. And he's already agreed that he can come on anytime. So super excited to have Hampton come on with us from time to time to talk about this great show that we all love. All right, guys, I'm going to head out now. Make sure you do subscribe. I appreciate all the support. Make sure you follow us on Twitter @BelieveBlacklist. Y'all have a great evening.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.